638, 66 degrees in that vicinity, which is a pretty comfortable vicinity at this hour on this Monday morning. Well, earlier this year, Birmingham schools were at the center of what can only be described as a shocking budget deficit, which led to the dismissal of more than 100 district employees, some by layoff, others by choice. And you have to ask, and many have, how could school officials have gotten the budget so wrong? That question was what drove the Sehome student newspaper to get to the bottom of the deficit with reporting that's, very impressive for sure. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne brings us the story behind the story. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. And the most remarkable thing about what these student journalists did was that they did it all without having any journalism classes at Sehome High School and minimal involvement from a faculty advisor. Last winter, a student on the paper, Xavier Chassad, got a tip from a faculty member that the district's finances were in big trouble. The Highlander has a staff of 25, and they all got to work. They filed Freedom of Information Act requests and asked tough questions of district leaders, and they produced 16 stories about this deficit. Chassad telling the Detroit News people were in disbelief. So what happened? The district had lost 600 students in the last 2 years, 1,000 in the last decade. This was from the school system superintendent, by the way, a school district board that either didn't hear or they ignored the advice of some of their financial advisors against handing out pay raises. They did it anyway. And there was high turnover, including 5 district superintendents in just 3 years. James Larson Schindler is a former Birmingham assistant superintendent of finance. He resigned in March. He said it was not over the financial troubles, but instead over a disagreement about providing KN95 masks for students. The district's new superintendent, Ambika Robertson, says in a statement, "We applaud the journalism students at Sehome High School for their hard work and their dedication to bringing local journalism and information to our community." She's been on the job for just over a year. And Paul Chassad, that student I told you about, had previously written about fashion for the newspaper. Again, it's called The Highlander. And the paper usually focused its reporting, like so many other student newspapers, on pop culture, music, and community events. So this was a hard news story that they covered here with really little to no experience.
Well, they did do a nice job, and this is a great experience for them. I hope they don't have to worry about things like this again, but they probably will as they get out into life and have jobs, and some will work for cities and counties and states and other jobs. But it is compelling, I guess, is one word I would use, to see how a school could have a projected deficit of $1.5 million, and then when they looked at it again, whoops, it's $14
million. Huge mistake.
A huge mistake, and it cost, you know, in your intro that I read leading into you, it cost a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't think for a second it was the people who lost their jobs' fault. They were just the victims of some really shoddy, bad planning.
Absolutely.
And it touched a lot of families. Lots. What was it? 166? I don't have it in front of me now, but a whole bunch of jobs, which affects a whole bunch of families. And I don't know what the answer will be on this. So good for the kids that managing editor then, Alex Walters, who graduated as a senior, who understood that as a student newspaper, they report on a variety of issues important to students. Of course, they do the entertainment, the sports. That's all important, too. But nothing more important than something that's going to cost you employees and therefore your experience while you're in school.
Absolutely. And at one point, the newspaper also published the names of the teachers that they had found out that were going to be laid off. And, you know, a lot of times kids really develop great relationships with their teachers. That's what you always hope for. You want them to have that. And so many students were just devastated to learn that their favorite teachers had been or would be laid off. So this was impactful and so at so many different levels. But the fact that these kids just thought this would be this, that this was important enough to bring it to the attention of the community is really remarkable that they and that they did it all with really very little input from faculty on this.
I mean, think of this. These kids did what the big guys do at the big newspapers.
Yeah.
They filed Freedom of Information Act requests.
Which that you have was, to be persistent when you do those, by the way.
That was pretty cool.
Yep,
that was
very good.
Hey, on another story, and we'll spend more time on it a little later, I promise you that, but we'll want to remember what you were doing 35 years ago this day when that Northwest DC-9 Flight 255 went down. We know Ann was there. She had just gotten back from her honeymoon. In fact, she had just landed at the airport hours before, went home, and then had to go back out. But I may misremember this, but I think you were covering the story as well.
I was, but I was in studio. I happened to have been pregnant with my son at the time, so I couldn't go out to the field. So I did I pulled an all-nighter working at the radio station where I was doing reporting on the air. Was not here at WJR. It was another station.
What?
I
How
know.
How dare you work at another station?
I
well, anyway,
know.
I know. But it was unbelievably 35 years ago.
I saw that and I thought, Jesus.
I'm only 38. How could that be? Is that what you thought?
How could it be?
All right, Marie, thanks. Yeah. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst, as we approach 6:45.